Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Want to remind you that starting this week, yes, today, Wednesday, through this coming Tuesday, March 31st, over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord, everything in the store, everything in their inventory, everything that they have to offer is on sale. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. This is the March savings. Everything is on sale. Sale. You can go on to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. You can check out their inventory of both new and used trailers, campers, motorhomes, pickup campers. They've got it all. Everything is on sale from today through next Tuesday. Come April 1st, prices are going back to full price. Now, one thing I absolutely love about these guys and girls is you can tell them the vehicle that you're going to use to tow a travel trailer, a small camper. Based on your vehicle, they then know what your transmission is, your engine size, the gross vehicle weight, towing capacities of your vehicle. They match up their inventory with your vehicle. Then they take you out in the sales yard and they show you just those trailers, those campers. You don't have to buy a pickup truck. You don't have to get a large SUV. You can do it with whatever vehicle you have, even small cars. They've got some of these little cute little travel trailers that are just unbelievable. Your own bed, your own bathroom, your own kitchen. And you can store them in your driveway with the permanent trailer plate on them. And it serves as a guest bedroom for when people come up to visit you this summer. This is a phenomenal sale. Everything in the store, everything in the sales yard is on sale. Just tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Again, go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Check out their inventory or simply give them a call. Talk to a salesperson. Tell them your vehicle. They'll line up inventory for you to come down and take a look at. They do all the financing right there with local banks and credit unions. They'll get you the best deal possible. You can absolutely get a great deal now between today through next Tuesday. If you want to call their office, talk to a salesperson, 989-448-8700. Again, 989-448-8700. The website, northernmichiganrv.com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. And if you're a veteran, negotiate the best deal you can. Mention at the end that you're a veteran. You get $500 off your financing or price. Use it as part of your down payment, however you want to do it. Dr. Jeff in the house in the next segment. Text me your questions for him. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment here on this Hump Day Wednesday. As usual, joining us in this time slot, Ask the Vet. Dr. Jeff up at Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie is on the line with us. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, as the radio station is setting up a vocational scholarship fund for kids here in Northern Michigan, our listening family, to be able to get a scholarship to go to Kirtland Community College there in Grayling for vocational training. I talked to the director, and she said, unfortunately, they do not provide vet tech type of associate degrees or training for young people. So very specialized kind of training, she said. And she said, though, there is an excellent one online. And I said, I think that's the one Dr. Jeff uses already. Tell the folks a little bit about your vet tech program and exactly where is the training at and how does that work?
Well, if you do the online one, and the director down there is kind of right because it is specialized. And what happens is if you do these tech centers, if you're doing welding or auto shop or whatever like that, the college has an auto shop and they've got a welding shop and, you know, yada, yada. The problem is when you go into veterinary medicine on the vocational or the technician half of it, you have to have a vet clinic, obviously, so you can do your hands-on learning. And that's a little bit more complicated than putting up an auto shop. So that's why even LSSU, I have contacted them before in the past up here, and Bay Mills Community College. And it's the same thing. That's what pins them, is you can do all the didactic or schoolwork, but then it gets to be the, you know, where the rubber meets the road and doing your clinical rotations. That's
right.
That's where we run into a problem. And, so I get it. You know, there's a few in-person ones. And even then, like the Baker College one down in, what is that one? Cadillac. They still utilize local clinics to do the clinical or do your hands on. But the one that we're using here, and I got most of my people are going through right now, is through what's called Penn Foster. And this is an online correspondence college, or started back way in the day. See if I have my facts right. Started back way in the day, you know, you'd be flipping through your comic books or your magazines and you'd see those ads like, hey, do you want to learn gunsmithing or do you want to learn how to build, you know, repair small engines? And that would be an old correspondence course. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they have moved through the ages to now. And I think Penn Foster actually offers a couple bachelor's degrees now, too. Not in the veterinary medicine one, but a couple other ones. So they've turned into an actual legitimate college. And how it works is you would go online, you take your courses online with them. And then when you get to the point where you need to do the rubber meets the road, you need to do your clinicals, that's where you would then go to a partner hospital. Which we're one of them. We're in the process of getting reaccredited for them. You got to reaccredit every 3 years. But you would come to, you know, one a partner hospital that would then go ahead and you do your thing there, and then I look at it and I go ahead and, you know, sign off on it. We help you do it, and it's a whole thing.
Oh yeah, excellent, yeah. Excellent. And you're still wanting or needing a few folks to go through that training and become a vet tech?
Well, right now, our MTO is full, or modified table of allowances, or whatever. It's a military thing. So right now, I'm full. I've got everybody I need.
Okay.
But if there's somebody that, you know, is doing it and needs to get their clinicals done, they can approach me. We can look at doing unpaid internship, but at least
sure.
We could get you in here and walk, get you through your stuff, you know.
Then perhaps they could go ahead and work with another vet clinic until you possibly need some additional help.
Yep. Right now we've been lucky and been blessed, and we now have hired about everybody we need right now. So
very good. Excellent.
Unless somebody gets tired of 4 feet of snow, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, I got a listener, longtime listener friend, Scott. He used to live in Livingston County. Mm-hmm. He's now moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and he's listening to us online via the website this morning.
Yep.
And, hey, Trucker, it's Scott Jackson. I now live in St. Louis, Missouri. I have a question for Dr. Jeff.
Sure.
Why now, all of a sudden, does my dog go outside and every day wants to eat green grass? What is he doing? Why is he doing it? And should I, you know, kind of do something to get him to stop?
I have only ever in 30, oh, what, may it be 31 years of doing this, ever seen a dog have a problem from eating grass like that. And that was this bonehead German short hair pointer that ate, we weighed it, just went outside and ate grass, ate like 5 pounds of grass.
Whoa.
Just stuffed, yeah. I opened it up, and so we had to do surgery, take it out, and I opened it up, and I'm like, man, I told my friend, man, it smells like we're doing a ruminotomy in here where you're cutting into a cow's first stomach, because they eat grass, right?
So it smells like it.
But no, it's fine. Dogs do that. Now, think about it. A dog is a wolf, all right? So wolves go out, run down prey animals. They don't just eat the meat. They eat the hair. They eat the intestines. They eat what's inside the intestines. So they get fiber that way. We are okay. Now feeding our dogs. This kind of circles back to when I talk about feeding our dogs brown rocks. You know, essentially kibble. You know, it's brown rock.
Right.
Yeah, you don't have the fiber component in there and things like that. And it's also, especially when you get into ruminants and cattle and sheep and stuff like that, it's not just the chemical, the cellulose chemical being in the product, because you can have a quote-unquote high-fiber kibble, still not have the effect, because it's not only the chemical composition of the fiber that's important, it is the physical composition of the fiber. It's called scratch factor, particularly for people that have ruminants, or so you got cattle, sheep, goats, okay? It's that size particle is what stimulates the rumen in the intestinal tracts to crush through. And I think when dogs do this, that's what they're doing, is they're just, you know, trying to, they just feel like they need to eat it. And like I said, frankly, I've just that one dingbat dog, anybody right. That's ever, you know, and they're kind of known to be goofy anyhow, goofy dogs. And but other than that, yeah, I mean, my dogs will go out and graze too, and yeah, sometimes they'll throw up. You know, they'll eat enough or a long stick and it'll irritate them and they'll throw it up, but it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
It's probably good for them.
Trying to
get
some additional fibers, basically what you're saying.
Yep. Trying to stay regular.
Regular. Okay. Well, he just texted me back. Thank you, Jeff. He says she's a border collie mix, and it even comes out in her stool when she's outside. So she's eating quite a bit.
Yeah. As long as she's happy and healthy, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, as long as it's not like a toxic plant or something like that. But usually they kind of, toxins are bitter, so usually they won't eat those things voluntarily. It's like horses. That's how come horses can and cattle will graze around the bad plants usually.
Okay.
Yeah, if you ever want to know what's bad.
He asked another follow-up. What if she gets into fertilized grass? Will they not eat that? Freshly fertilized.
They may not. If you're talking about like having True Green come and spray your yard and stuff.
Right.
Basically, usually once that stuff's dried, then it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Very
no,
good.
That's
good,
why
good.
You always see those. They put the little signs up, stay off until dry.
Right.
So, yep. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, very good. Appreciate the text. If you have a question for Dr. Jeff, send it to me real quick. Let's talk about the spring. You know, it is coming. You know, Tigers are starting to play baseball tomorrow out in San Diego. Anything needs to be done that you would recommend that maybe perhaps they laid off from the wintertime? What do we need to start doing topically, pills,
yep,
tests? What needs to be done?
Well, we're coming into April here, and so what you should do is you should get your heartworm / Lyme disease test. And I would do this. We have Lyme disease throughout Michigan. Okay, it's obviously up here in the UP. It's a little bit more concentrated. Tends to be concentrated UP, closer to Wisconsin you get, the more you get. Lake Michigan coast, surprisingly, came up that way, and it's moving over. So I wouldn't do just the 40X test or just the heartworm test. Do the ones like we do, which is you test for heartworm. Even if you're given pills every day, every month, you never know. You know, nothing's 100% except death and taxes. And, yeah, you know, so you
heartworms are very nasty. Heartworms are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So that, your tick, start on your flea and tick stuff now. Ticks are going to be probably downstate already. I went and visited my parents this last weekend down by Kalamazoo, and oh my God, it was so nice. 60 degrees, grass is growing. Then I come back, call my wife. She goes, yeah, it's snowing again. I'm like, I'll call you in May.
There you go. Hey, I got Summer texting in. She said, can you ask Dr. Jeff, what are the symptoms of a urinary tract infection in a female dog? What are the symptoms?
Usually what you're going to see is you may see a little bit of blood in the urine or a blood tinge to the urine. Usually they go frequently and small amounts. And then they may strain, like they'll go a little bit and then kind of like walk and squat. It's still irritating, like they're trying to get more out and nothing, you might get a squirt or nothing will come out. Those are the signs of a UTI.
Okay. And what's your recommended, if they can't, is it something can be flushed from their system? Help them drink more water. What can you do for that?
Well, I mean, obviously, we usually run a urinalysis and confirm, like, yes, because there are other things that'll make them do that, too. So we'll do a UA, make sure it's a urinary tract infection. And then we put them on antibiotic at that time. If you wanted to try something over the counter, they do make a cranberry extract. And the benefit from cranberry, so like people, they say, you got a UTI, drink cranberry juice. Well, yeah, you have the physical volume as you're flushing things out. But cranberries contain a compound called cranidin that actually prevents the binding of the bacteria to the lining of the bladder. So there's a double benefit from cranberry juice. And then, I mean, if you get your dog to drink cranberry juice, great. But we have them here too, and it's falls as a nutraceutical, so you don't have to, it's not a prescription. So you might be able to find it somewhere. But that can help if you can't get to the vet or you want to try something for a little bit. I try that 3-4 days, as long as the dog's happy and healthy in every other regard. If you go 3-4 days and you're not getting a response with just the cranberry, then yeah, you need to go to the vet and figure out what's going on.
Okay, and it's a cranberry extract?
Yeah, they're little pills that we